Give a warm welcome to Johannes, an OpenJDK hacker who likes to make QR codes out of chocolate.
Good morning, and if you're wondering why the talk starts late, I'm here in a special mission. I'm in the back office, so I'm in the bagel office. So if you want to learn more, we probably still have baking shifts for tomorrow open, and there will be freshly baked bagels when you leave, because 20 minutes ago we put them into the oven. Anyway, I'm here to talk about another passion of mine, not just bagels, also QR codes. So how it happened, I want to recall someone, and yeah, because it's cool. So a short notice before we go over what recalling is. Food safety. I'm not a food safety expert, but please don't pour chocolate into 3D printed molds. That's not great. Please use food safe mechanisms like vacuum molding that I show you in a minute, so that the chocolate that you see here never touched any 3D printed surface directly, which is cool because this is food safe. This is like not dishwasher proof safe, the molds I show you, but they are safe enough. So anyway, do your own research. Please don't kill people by recalling them. The SAFER team likes to tell you, please don't poison people here. How do we create QR codes out of chocolate? First, we create a positive, then we create a mold, then we create the chocolate, and then we eat the chocolate. The four specific, you need to follow them in order. Please don't eat the chocolate before you start the mold, otherwise they don't have the shape. Anyway, we create a positive, but first we need to pick a video. And for this, hopefully it goes. Macs are kind of special. Anyway, I think you all know the video. Essentially, what recalling is that you try to trick people into scanning something or into going onto a site and playing never gonna give you up, for whatever reasons. Anyway, now we need to have a URL. And we pick a short one, because the shorter, the easier it is to 3D print, to mold the chocolate, because the bigger the boxes are. So here we picked it. And then we're taking a QR code generator. What I found is that this site is pretty cool, because we can have different designs. And what I found, this design above is the best, because the dots are spaced out a bit, so the chocolate can catch in the mold later. So just go there. One funny thing is, I have QR code chocolates there. Sadly, I forgot that I just put in this QR code. So I have QR codes that point to a QR code generator here made out of chocolate. Sorry, there will be hopefully tomorrow more of these chocolates flying around with the proper QR codes. Anyway, you get the mold. It looks like this. How do you get this mold? You go to a website like Lithopane by 3D Print Rocks. You just yell in some settings. So essentially, we need the dimples to go up. And then what do you do? When we 3D print it, and you take a mold, and you get a mold like these. I hope someone told me I could get a camera. Cool. This direction. So you see here, we 3D print it, we get this kind of mold. No, I didn't put chocolate on it. It's just that it's some flour from the bagel. So anyway, that's what we create here. I'm using here the Bamboo Lab slicer, but essentially use what you want. Just have one there. So the main ideas here that we like to do vacuum molding. We have this mold, and air needs to pass through to the part. So air needs to pass through, because we want to suck the air on top of these dimples. And how do we do this? We either can place 1.1 millimeter holes besides every dimple so that it can suck and the air around. But the problem is that's quite tedious. It's okay for small things like the GBN logo, as you see in a minute. But typically what you would do, just put 80% infill with no top, no bottom there. Of course, the dimples need to be 100% infill. The only problem is it doesn't work. On the right-hand side, you see what happens when you use 80% infill. It's a solid surface. Don't do this. You need to put in the bottom, you need to put a slice of 20% infill, else no air can pass through. That's pretty pointless. How is it like 50 grams of filament on this? Anyway, that's how it typically looks like. You have a large, you have a tiny part of 80%, because the problem is when you take less, then it's hard to put the dimples on. And also the problem is that you see the pattern. Chocolate is really, really good in tracing everything you do wrong. It's one of the best casting materials, I can tell you. It's Herbie. You see my 3D printing patterns on this. You see any under extrusion in your 3D print. You see that my 3D printers are not really well calibrated. But anyway, it's not a talk about 3D printing, kind of. Anyway, you take this, you slice it as before. The problem is these files get pretty big, like 30 megabytes. Takes a while. Then, as I said before, no bottom layer, no top layer, unlike the middle things, unlike the stable stuff, so that holes can pass through. This is air can pass through. This is how it looks like in light mode. Then we 3D print it. Quite a few hours have this. Ta-da. You see here some stringing. Just put a heat gun on it if that's a problem, but it's usually not. Because now we create a mold. Yay. Because food safety. So what a mold then funnel looks like, so you know what we're aiming for. We're aiming for this kind of stuff. This is PET G, food safe. How do we do it? It's not hard. We just buy a machine for like 1,200 bucks and use it. Happily, I don't have to buy them, because they are makerspaces. Go to your local makerspace, support them. They are cool. I'm a member. I'm locally here, so I'm a member of FabLove Karlsruhe. We have a machine, and I'm the only user of this machine for last 3 months. But anyway, that's cool, because I can just use them. Anyway, what we do, we put PETG on top. We then heat this PETG material, and you can get it at like Hornbach or Bauhaus for not much money. And you heat it down to 150 degrees. And then we pour it down, suck the air out, and then we get this. So it looks like this. We pour it down here, and then we form it. The funny thing is that we're 3D printing the negative of the negative, so we're 3D printing the positive. I can tell you, it's not great for your mind. Anyway, and does anyone, you probably all have some 3D printing knowledge, but does anyone see a problem with heating the PETG sheet and using PLA below? Yeah. Oh, cool. Do we have the deformed version here? No, we don't have, but I think I should have a picture. Yeah, the problem is the melting point of PLA is 150 to 160 degrees. How? What can go wrong? If it doesn't go wrong, you see this sheet here? If it does go wrong, this should. So I had a brilliant idea. Okay, I want to make a bowl. And it looks funny, but I made it like hollow. That doesn't work. So when you do, never do hollow prints. Please, please waste filament on this stuff. It works. You see it here with the QR codes. Just don't. You waste enough money in these sheets and in chocolate. But these, I show you in a minute how these look like that I poured out of this. And it has a funny shape. Anyway, but of course, this is the second time I use this mold. So you can reuse them. The QR codes can be reduced. It's fine. Then, of course, we need to wash and dry them. Washing, because we're pouring food after all in it. Then we dry them. Chocolate hates water. If you get any drop of water in, you waste it. And then we create chocolate. Creating the chocolate is like the fun part, because you did the 3D printing, you had fun with it, you have the molds and everything. The problem is tempering. And when I started doing this, I had real problems. So when you don't treat chocolate properly, you get this. It tastes like grainy. It tastes like you poured some kind of flour in. Don't do it. Temper properly. That's a picture from Wikipedia, because my own pictures are even less nice if you want to eat breakfast later. Anyway, how you do tempering, of course, you could do the water bath. You could. That's what people do, and then you pour it onto a large marble surface and scrape it and have fun. If I'm honest, I'm a hacker, so I just use a microwave. So essentially, what I do, and I show you what I do, I crown chocolate. Just buy the cheap one. The chocolate here, by the way, is not vegan, but yeah, that's the cheap one, because when you test prints, don't waste too much money on the non-plus ultra chocolate if you ruin them by not tempering it correctly. You heat the crown chocolate usually like for around 1 minute at 600 watts in your microwave. You can steer it in between. That's better, but essentially you heat it up and then it gets to like a slightly runny texture, and then in 10-second bursts you put it in with like around 300 watts and steer between it till it's like slightly fluid. And what you then do, you put, that's what tempering is, you put a chunk of chocolate that you like have on the side and put it in and just steer it with the chocolate in. And it's amazing how this changes everything. And that's called tempering, because you adapt the crystalline structure. I know I'm sounding a little bit esoteric, but essentially it changes the crystalline structure of the chocolate. If it would be water, I would be like, oh, that's esoteric. But it's true, it changes the structure. You can, you're essentially seeding the chocolate properly. The thing is, now we have a problem. If you've done everything correctly, I work at a small company there, and I made it as, and this is how we started, I made it as a gift for someone who was departing. So I have air bubbles in, I hope you can see, and it kind of looks ugly. And so I was like, how can I change this? Of course, I go to the internet and find, you can find dental vibrators, dental vibration tables. They're pretty nice. I have one in the front, but you see them here. You can use them to essentially get the air bubbles out. They're used by dentitions with their like gypsum molds. And then you put the thing on. You put your molds on. Now, how does the cracker making start? It's pretty simple. You pour in some chocolate so that the dimples are filled, and then you scrape a bit off, but essentially you want the dimples to be white. So you fill it with white chocolate, vibrate a bit so that the air bubbles go out. And then now you see how tempering works. You take chocolate, I bought like a few kilograms of them. Little doesn't mind if you buy like 2 kilograms, 3 kilograms, but it minds if you buy 2 packs of buffalo mozzarella. Don't ask. Anyway, you crown it down, you temper it, you see here the chocolate blob in the middle. Then you get your, from the fridge, your 3D print, your molds in with the chocolate, and then you scrape it off so that only the dimples are visible. You see that vacuum molding is really good at forming all the layer lines here. Then you put chocolate in, vibrate a bit, not too much because you don't want the white chocolate to dissolve. Then you wait till solid, and a bit longer because if you don't wait, it's grainy chocolate all over again. And ta-da! Then you have a chocolate. As I said, this is the QR code that sadly goes to QRcodeGenerator.org. I assure you there will be more funny QR codes tomorrow, because that's why it took a half a day of vacation today. Anyway, and I passed chocolate. And now is probably a good time. If you want, I have some. Can I get a camera here? Would be nice. Cool. You see here that I have chocolate. You can, these are different versions, as I said, not vegan, but like food safe and everything. I can pass them around if you want, and you can test them, and you can try them. And I said to people that there will be chocolate, have for fun. If something looks like 3D printed stuff, please don't eat it. I was more concerned about bagel safety than about this. Anyway, now to my last 20 slides. Other things you can do with it. It's pretty simple. We can do more forms. So, if someone else has, if we miss some chocolate, I have here more chocolate. Cool. I'll just come later in the front. So, you can do more stuff. For example, if I can get a camera again, that would be nice. You can get more stuff. You can build. You see it's really nice. It's like exactly formed what I wanted. You can do it. That's how it looks like. Oh, you see here that I might have poured some water or something on. That sometimes happens. This is like a bowl. It would be cool like for a dinner party. And you can pour multiple colors. And yeah, that's essentially it. Now back to the slides. You can do logos for small film clubs that I'm part of. And you can try to kill You can try to poison Scala developers. The short story is here, don't poison people, but the short story is that I made a cake with the Scalex logo, Scala extension for anyone interested. Sunday is a talk on writing Linux Scalers in Java anyway. And so I made him the logo and out of green chocolate and put it on, and the comment was by someone at the open source program at the open source power management scaling summit. That's a good way to poison every Scheduler developer around. That will hamper Linux. It was funny, but it was also seeing Andrea Righi with a knife. It was also kind of scary. Anyway, he's a cool guy. He had his birthday there, and we had a nice time. It's a Sacher Torte, by the way. Anyway, in the last minute, there are different ways. If you don't have to break your molar, it works kind of. You can just use screen printing. There's a picture from Wikipedia. Just create a silk screen. Let's ignore food safety. Just take a QR code that looks a little bit different. Then pour it in, get like a screen, 3D print it, ensure that you have that everything is connected, and use a 0.2 millimeter nozzle so that that it's fine enough. You put it on, you put it over. They don't look as nice, but they are good enough. And that's all. I think we have 3 more minutes for questions.
Thank you so much. We have still some minutes for questions. Are there any questions for the speaker? Back there. There will be a microphone brought to you. Yes.
Have you considered to do it the other way around, that you pour only one color of chocolate and afterwards on top of the chocolate layer the other color and scrape it off?
So essentially what you can do the inverse, so you can fill the dampers later with chocolate and scrape it off. It works, but it's not as easy and not as reproducible. The filling with the white chocolate and scraping it off is the process they found that it works best, and I did lots of trial and error.
Are there any other questions?
Yes, thank you for the delicious talk. 2 questions. First of all, have you considered just buying some domains that are shorter? I just checked, NGG UI is still free. And the second question is, since you are in the Fab Lab, have you also tried CNC milling chocolate?
Interesting. No, I don't use shorter domains because it's an expensive hobby already. And it goes to the belly quite quickly. The other thing is, no, CNC milling is, they would kill me if I put chocolate in there. I think it's, you don't want to see my kitchen. I need like half an hour after cleaning this. The problem is when you mill chocolate, especially the like dark chocolate, it gets static electricity in it, so it flies all over the place. You don't want to have this in the CNC mill.
Thank you. We have time for another short question.
Yeah, hi. I'm not sure if I got the last thing right about the screen printing. Did you screen print with the printed part?
Yes.
And what about food safety?
Food safety, yes, I probably skipped over here. We ignore this part here for a bit. The thing is, it's okay when you do it for yourself because, yeah, and it should probably be fine. What I would, if you have a plotter, you can probably use a plotter or laser cutter to create screens out of Mylar. That's best. I just didn't have the time because I need to bake bagels. Priorities.
Thank you. That's all the time we have for questions. Please give another warm applause for our speaker. Thank you for this very chocolatey talk. Okay.